This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're sort of in a run-up on the election day and everything else, and a lot of people are expecting to see more unrest, and therefore training becomes a practice becomes a it becomes an issue, because right now I've never seen a run on ammunition like this one ever. Back in 2013, the last notable ammo shortage, even that paled in comparison to what we are currently seeing. Ammo in the main calibers is simply scarce, and when you find it, you will pay very inflated prices for it. So a lot of us have been doing less shooting than usual. But the reduction in live fire training should not put a damper on your overall progress in self-defense training. Self-defense training is actually a multifaceted thing, but you may need to change your priorities. There's plenty of productive firearms training that could still be done in dry fire, and the ammo shortage is a perfect reason to expand your self-defense training into other fields that you might focus less on but may prove just as important in an emergency. And yes, dry firing is okay. I'm sure there have been guns out there in the past that have been broken somehow due to live fire, dry fire practice. Except I've never broken one due to dry fire practice. I've had guns break before I ever fired them, but never that. So, while live fire may be limited, there's no reason to abandon trying to enhance your shooting skill. Top competition shooters, who are the most accomplished mechanical shooters in the world, often press the trigger in dry fire at a 10-to-1 ratio when you compare it to live fire. So that means every time they're actually pulling the trigger and sending a round down range, they have dry fired that trigger press 10 times. Many of the top shooters in the world actually do the majority of their gun training with a dry gun. There are certain things that you must shoot live ammo to train, particularly the ability to control recoil and overcome the flinch, but the mechanics of shooting can generally be practiced with dry fire. In fact, what is arguably the most vital shooting skill for self-defense can be extensively practiced without firing a round of ammo. The draw stroke to a first-round hit can be greatly enhanced through dry fire alone. And while the recoil control for rapid follow-up shots is practiced best with live ammo, the skill set involved in a rapid draw stroke to a first-round accurate hit can be thoroughly practiced dry. As a matter of fact, that's where most of your accidents are going to happen, where people accidentally shoot themselves, is on the draw. So, like, for those of us like me, who keep going back between striker-fired and single-action 1911, 2011-type pistols, I also have to add to that stroking the safety off. So I do that dry. One of the advantages of dry fire is that it allows you to notice things that you can't notice when you're actually pulling it on a live round, like the movement of your sights when you press the trigger. You don't want to have any movement on your sights when you press the trigger. And all the mechanics of gun handling can be practiced with no ammunition. You can practice malfunction clearances, reloads, and various draw strokes that can be trained. For those of you that want to, you're worried about the gun moving, sights moving, go get a Mantis. Or get a managed training system module and stick it on your gun. They don't cost that much. You can also focus on other skills, and this is where we get into very interesting things because a lot of people neglect these. Not all defensive problems are going to be a gun problem or have a gun solution. A lot of people, for example, would say, I carry a gun, so I don't need to fight, you know, hand to hand. And this is a viewpoint that abandons reality because most fights that turn into gunfights start out as a physical altercation. And many fights, you know, in many fights, the actual gunfight is going to start with them right up on you. You may need to fight with your hands just to get the opportunity to deploy your gun. Are you trained on that skill set? I have a friend named Jason Coral, who is a Jeet Kune Do instructor, which was Bruce Lee's martial art. And he always, his thing that he tells most people that, like me, who don't have the time to go train in the martial arts anymore, is to perfect one punch, one kick. Because what you're trying to do, if you're carrying a gun, what you're trying to do is create space. You want to create space so that you can, you know, get your weapon out. And I am a shooter first and foremost, so I get it. There's the gun, then everything else. But the sad reality is we may spend time in environments or places where we can't carry a gun. We may also need other tools when a firearm is not the appropriate answer. You know how to use any sort of pepper spray, OC spray, or impact tools, or lethal solution to aggressive but non-deadly assaults? I've never been able to figure that part out as far as when people are out there telling me that, you know, aggressive, less lethal. I don't know. You could also look at working with a knife, an edged weapon. You probably carry one all the time, but mainly for cutting tasks like opening boxes, or maybe you're a first responder. You need to cut somebody free from a seatbelt or something. Having some basic knife skills and a defensive capacity is a good thing and might be worthy of your time during the ammo shortage. Then there's medical. That would be a wonderful thing to develop right now. Can you treat a traumatic injury and severe hemorrhage? Do you carry a tourniquet or some hemostatic gauze or chest seals and a pressure dressing? Do you know how to use these to stop arterial bleeding to keep someone alive long enough to make it to an emergency room? All of those things are actually more likely to be needed than your gun in a lot of cases. How many times have you driven past a wreck that just happened? Having a functional emergency medical skill set is a priority among those who believe in preparedness. And during the ammo shortage, consider taking that. You know, go take a first aid class. Occasionally practice the application of a tourniquet and other life-saving medical devices. And in the meantime, you know, I've been spending COVID-19 getting my back straightened out. Now my back is straightened out, and I'm discovering that with my asthma and everything else that I have a tough time. Now I can walk. I can walk again. So now I'm trying to figure out, am I having asthma issues or am I just out of shape? So I'm about to dust off the bike, and we're going to go find out. It's time to get back on the trail, start pedaling again, get into that circular meditation. Breathing is a good thing to develop. Perfecting your breathing and getting in better shape to help your breathing is a good thing that will help you in a gunfight. Got to be able to breathe and hold that weapon steady. The fitter you are, the better you're going to be. I know this all, and just because you can't go out and shoot and fire 500 rounds on an afternoon, that doesn't mean that your training necessarily has to stop. It can just go in other directions. You should explore that. It'd be worth your time. Well, I think it would be worth your time anyway. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's a publication out there called Brew. I don't know very much about them. They've been doing this thing where they've been doing a comparison of what they consider to be the four noteworthy presidential candidates on gun ownership and regulations. Up to this point, they had discussed climate change, criminal justice, abortion, China, DACA, and Dreamers. So then they decided to discuss gun regulations. And I'm going to give it to you verbatim as to what they say about these candidates and their stances on gun regulations. Joe Biden, Democrat, and this is, I believe this is in alphabetical order based upon the name of their party. Joe Biden, Democrat, his campaign website states, as President, Biden will pursue constitutional, common sense gun safety policies. Biden will hold gun manufacturers accountable, ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and other high-capacity magazines, buy back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities, reduce stockpiling of weapons, require background checks for all gun sales, create an effective program to ensure individuals who become prohibited from possessing firearms relinquish their weapons, give states incentives to set up gun licensing programs. Then there's Howie Hawkins, I guess, of the Green Party. Howie Hawkins' campaign website lists some of the following gun regulation policies: ban and buyback military assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and bump stocks. Universal background checks for gun and ammunition buyers, including closing the loophole for private sales and sales at gun shows with sales and background checks records maintained indefinitely in a central registry. Require all gun owners to pass a gun safety test, a visual test, and be licensed by a government agency similar to the requirements for obtaining a driver's license. Institute a 28-day waiting period after license application before firearms can be possessed. Expand the prohibition on the purchase and possession of guns by people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence crimes to include people convicted of menacing, assault, or unlawful imprisonment. Then there's Joe Jorgensen of the Libertarian Party. His answers to a series of questions regarding gun regulations were summarized this way. She states she opposes additional restrictions on the process of purchasing a gun. She also opposes allowing victims of gun violence to sue firearm dealers and manufacturers. And then, of course, there's the Republican Donald Trump. His website states, Second Amendment to our Constitution is clear. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon. Gun and magazine bans are a total failure. The right of self-defense doesn't stop at the end of your driveway. That's why I have a concealed carry permit and why tens of millions of Americans do too. That permit should be valid in 50 states. Now, all of these are just brief summaries of what these guys are wanting. Let's go back to Joe. Of course, Howie, being the Green Party candidate, he is completely inconsequential to our discussion here. I didn't even know he existed prior to doing this research. You notice that in all of his talking points right now and in all of the debates, this never gets asked. Because right now, the country is not really interested in gun control. Now, depending on who you listen to, I see some people saying, hey, there's nearly 6 million new gun owners in the United States now. Or, hey, there's nearly 10 million new gun owners in the United States. And that's, in my case, where I live in South Carolina, if it's 6 million new gun owners, well, that's bigger than my entire state population. So, there's no interest in this. Let's look at some of the things he's talking about. Like holding gun manufacturers accountable. Gun manufacturers are accountable. Gun manufacturers, if they build a gun that is unsafe, if they build a gun that blows up every time somebody pulls a trigger, if they build a gun that when you do pull the trigger, it just becomes a runaway and just starts firing, yes, you can hold them accountable. You can sue them. There's nothing special about the PLCAA as far as those protections. If they make a bad product, then the gun manufacturer themselves becomes absolutely liable. Now, what the PLCAA does is it does not allow for some aggrieved party to get out there and say, if you hadn't made that gun, that guy wouldn't have got that gun and committed that crime and killed my loved one. Now, I understand grief. I get it. I understand it. What I don't get is getting out there and blaming an object. Because I've been there. I've done it. I don't understand it, though. So, gun manufacturers are already accountable if they build a defective product. Banning the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. We've already done that, Joe. We did that once before in the 90s. It did not do anything. That's why it was allowed to sunset. There was all kinds of research came out about that. It made no dent in crime. Crime was already going down anyway. Assault weapons, as they like to say about them, are... You know, the assault part of it is actually a description of what that was used to do. It has nothing whatsoever to do with it being designed to do something. All guns by design, because they all have a barrel and they all, launch a projectile out of them, they all are capable of harm. They're all dangerous. High-capacity magazines is what they refer to as, you know, the standard capacity magazine that the gun is built with, are built for. Now they're high-capacity because they're over 10, because 10 seems to be the magic number. Buying back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities. One thing that their summary omits is that he wants to add all of these things to the NFA. To where you'd have to pay a tax stamp for each one of these things, each magazine, which, by the way, they don't have serial numbers. No grandfathering or anything, at which that also, the fun part about that one is then, how exactly are they going to make that happen? Who knows how many magazines people have? He wants to reduce the stockpiling of weapons. Well, where do you draw that line at? Do you have a stockpile at 5? Do you have a stockpile at 50? FFLs already have to do background checks on all sales. And he wants to have a nationwide gun confiscation squad going around to make sure people relinquish their weapons. And he wants everybody to have a FOID card. Every state. That's Joe. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
Now that the final debate is complete, there will be one last push to grab the undecided voters across America for President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden. During his closing remarks, President Trump had this to say about the direction of the country.
At the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country, Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class, everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together.
Biden pushed clean energy, but almost got personal and said dignity, respect, character, and decency. Said those haven't been things in the White House for the last 4 years. The president has announced a peace deal between Israel and Sudan. The two countries had been at war for decades, and the president believes there will be more peace in the Middle East in the run-up to the election. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden hit the campaign trail Friday with a plan to attack the COVID-19 pandemic. He discussed how the president wants to do away with the Affordable Care Act, which would hinder those insured to get a vaccine once they become available.
Under the ACA, insurers are required to cover recommended vaccines for free. So overturning the ACA would mean people have to pay to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's wrong. Very, very wrong.
Scott Peterson, the man convicted of killing his wife Lacey and her unborn child nearly 18 years ago, was back in the courtroom Friday. Prosecutors have decided to try once again for the death penalty against Peterson that had been overturned by the California Supreme Court. Fox News' Laura Engel explains why the case has returned to the courtroom.
Significant errors in jury selection, but upheld the guilty verdict. And then last week also ordered the reexamination of his conviction based on a motion filed by his appellate lawyer citing alleged prejudicial jury misconduct. Now that issue is over a female juror.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, there seems to... I don't understand anybody that would vote for a socialist Marxist. I don't. And, Trump has done the deed. Trump has a remarkable accomplishment record as president, considering everything he's had to fight. Biden, on the other hand, all the stuff about, well, change, you can enjoy it, all that other nonsense. Joe Biden wants to go back to Obama light, and he wants Kamala to run everything, and he's going to let the squad give him the pointers. But one thing about the left, as a conservative, I don't understand anybody that would embrace socialism. It's never worked, fails everywhere it is. Socialism always leads to communism. There's nobody out there just being socialist. It always leads to something else. If it is pseudo-socialist, faux-socialist, it also has some underpinnings of capitalism involved in it, in some of these countries. But, anyway. If Joe Biden wins the presidency and takes the oath of office with one hand on Abraham Lincoln's Bible, hopefully not Das Kapital or Kennedy's How to Be an Anti-Racist. Open season may be declared on any American morally obtuse enough to believe that Trump deserved 4 more years. Keith Olbermann, who really should stick to calling sports, got out there and said, Trump must be defeated and his enablers and his supporters must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society. Well, step up, Keith. Step up. Who's going to do that for you? Who's going to do that for you? The former MSNBC anchor traffics in caustic bombast. And this declaration was not very different from his usual huffy diatribes against Republicans. But the notion of revenge... Now, that's going mainstream. The most humane and reasonable way to deal with all these Trumpian people is some kind of truth and reconciliation commission, tweeted MSNBC primetime host Chris Hayes, a politic Martin compared to the Nelson-esque brashness of Olbermann. Then former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, said, when this nightmare is over, we need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Eli Mistel of The Nation floated the same proposition. The nod to South Africa's bureaucratic sob story, Collectania, is too thoughtful by half. A white farmer in Senegal may beg to differ on the efficacy of his country's own guilt ministry if he hadn't been beaten and hanged by black assailants earlier this month, for example. Moreover, the concept of a formalized revenge meting directorate staffed by such intellectual heavyweights as Maxine Waters and Hank Johnson. It's nauseating. Kevin Baker of the New Republic put forth the idea in the heated days of the Mueller investigation into potential Russian collusion. That was the spring of 2018. In his telling, Truth and Reconciliation Committees were the traditional means of normalizing a country after a strongman's rule or mass killing program. Pinochet in Chile, Argentina's dirty war, the GDR, the Rwandan genocide. None of those instances is remotely analogous to a duly elected president running an orthodox Republican administration while saying mean things on Twitter. Under Trump, the Constitution has remained intact. The country is fractious, but not at the lip of fracturing. The president's own Justice Department has prosecuted and jailed his campaign aides. If Trump is a budding banana republic dictator, he's the most hapless despot since Nicholas II. And as much as the Democrats salivate over sicking a bunch of social justice zampalets on unsuspecting MAGA people, talk of Truth and Reconciliation Committees is just neatly phrased window dressing for the real goal, which is punishing anyone blinkered enough to vote for Donald Trump. Don't believe that? Take the word of those with actual power, or trying to, ascend to it. VP nominee Kamala Harris told NPR that the Justice Department would have no choice to prosecute Trump once he leaves office. California representative and also ran White House hopeful Eric Swalwell called for the creation of a presidential crimes commission. And if you think the Democratic voters have cooler heads than their elected avatars, ask any Obama supporter what his greatest disappointment was. Not prosecuting Bush, Cheney, and the whole Middle East crusade crew will fall somewhere within the top three answers. So don't count on old go-along-to-get-along Joe to resist the vengeful Inquisition either. Occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the headman's suite, that is his dying wish. And we're seeing him drafted to the left within his own party. Any assurances of his staying in the middle course and not tacking port side should be taken with a fair amount of salt. Snagging Biden's, his impetus for prosecuting Trump when he's distracted during afternoon reruns of Gunsmoke wouldn't be hard. Chances are he would sign off on just about anything pushed across the resolute desk by his staff, from nuptial congratulations to firing squad approval for Steve Bannon. Winning is not enough for the left. The left demands penalizing the opposition. And in this respect, leftists appreciate the market's punishment mechanism. You choose the loser and you accept the punishment. I got some pro tips for the, these calaboose happy Democrats. If you plan on persecuting your political enemies, don't walk into the polling booth humming the plot. Some of these voters that are fence sitting, they may find this a little repugnant. Despite how convinced you are this is the right way to go. The other problem is this. Those of us who believe in Trump believe in a few other things like the Second Amendment. You have thrown the cops under the bus. You have taken the military and turned the military into a petri dish of social justice warrior nonsense. I don't know exactly how you expect to pull that one off. the reason that militarily we have been as successful as we have been is because combat is always directed, the projection of force is always directed at a pinpoint on the map, concentrated there. It is not something where you can just, you know, I don't even know what the total strength is right now of the American military. I'm sure it's not as big as it was during the heyday of the war on terror, but I don't know how good they would be at spreading out on a landmass in the size of the United States and going full-on combat against the citizens or the voters of Trump anyway. I guess they'd be sent out to California would not be attacked. Of course not. New York State, no. New Jersey, no. But it simply boils down to this. If you're out there and you think you're going to come out and punish me because of my opinion and my political leanings, understand this. I will meet you halfway on that one. And you won't like when we meet. There will be no handshakes. There will be none of this stuff. I am willing to let you have your opinion and your leanings until you get out there and you want to start hurting people. At that point, you have crossed the line that I did not draw in the sand because I never thought it would come to something like that. In the meantime, just keep humming the song. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
One more time before we head for the, well, you know, I don't have to do that because this weekend my chiropractor is, he's going camping. So I can't go get my back adjusted today. Yay! That's sort of painful, that whole spinal decompression thing. Hey, this is Gun Owners News Hour. And when I was looking at some of the gun media out there earlier, I came across one that asked people of different faiths if the American interest in firearms was idolatry. I'm a Christian. I was curious to find out what people thought. I had my ideas of what I'd find, of course, but one of the responses just outright just, you know, infuriated me. While most of those they talk to about it recognize that there's no actual worship of firearms, one person both managed to answer the actual question and also managed to show just how idiotic they were on the topic itself. And it was kind of impressive, really. This is coming from David Gardner, Buddhist. He is an associate professor in the Colorado College Religion Department, specializing in Buddhism and religions of China and Japan, and is co-founder of the director of Bodhi Mind Center. He says, I believe the relationship many Americans have with guns is pathological, as in disease. Not all gun owners idolize their possession, but those who do suffer from insecurity, paranoia, susceptibility to conspiracy theories, likely racism, and other disorders. Similarly, some idolize the power of the military and police to keep our world and communities safe. Missing is a consensus to care for one another just as we care for ourselves. We have a violence fetish in America that profoundly damages our individual and collective well-being. As some Bible scholars say, perhaps one source is the image of the angry, retributive God of the Hebrew Bible that remains strong in our Christianity, despite Jesus teaching to turn the other cheek to practice forgiveness. Regardless, we need to grow. I found this quite amusing. If you go back and you look back in history, especially at Chinese religion, you'll find the storied Shaolin temples, or as they would be pronounced in China, Shaolin temples. And in the early days, way back when, I don't remember the year. It was way back. The Shaolin monks, they were a sickly group. You know, they were all about turning the other cheek and doing these other things. And they had grown, they had transcended, they found peace. except the bandits, the mountain bandits at the time, they would come into the temple and just beat them all senseless, take everything they wanted from them, food, water, whatever it was, and then they'd leave. And they were doing this constantly. There was a guy from India named Rohit Dharma, and his story is that he began to recognize that human beings could try to mimic the movement of animals, predatory animals. And you could use this in a fight. You could use this in self-defense. When he came up on the Shaolin Temple, he realized that what he had found was a bunch of guys that really needed to be able to stand up for themselves. Because peace and transformation and growth and all of these fine, you know, meditative things that we should, you know, we should all aspire to be very evenly done people, you know, to where we don't suffer from stress, things like that. In order to actually, once you get to that state, you have to be able to keep that state intact. But Dharma recognized that these guys, they were having trouble. they were, you know, very peaceful people. And so he started to train them in the hand-to-hand combat system that he had developed on the basically on the road. This was the precursor to what you would refer to as Kung Fu, Wushu, Kung Fu, whatever you would call it. And this is where the Shaolin Temple began its journey to where it is today, which is all of the Shaolin monks that exist today, and they do, are probably the nicest people you would ever meet, and they can twist you into a knot. So I find it interesting that a Buddhist would look at his own history, which I don't know what the Shaolin monks practice, but I mean, it is, you know, there's a lot of intermixing among the Buddhism, the Zen, all these other things. But I'm always amused also when a non-Christian seems to try to lecture Christians on how to Christian correctly. Usually it's an atheist that will try to do that, at least in my experience. But a Buddhist doing it doesn't surprise me. But what pisses me off here is the first sentence in his response. I believe the relationship many Americans have with guns is pathological. How is this pathological? I'll be honest with you. There's nothing I would like better than for shooting to be a sport like golf, to where it was all about the accuracy, putting shots on target, the appreciation of the tool itself, that kind of thing. There would be nothing that would make me happier than to do shows about that all the time. Might be a little limited in scope, of course, but you get what I'm saying. But wanting to carry a weapon for self-defense is not a pathology. Wanting to have weapon, I mean, people who join the military, when I was in the military, none of us were interested in going to war and shooting people. None of us. We did train to do it, but we were, you know, preparing for war, praying for peace. But how is the relationship pathological? Our relationship with firearms, even if you're susceptible to conspiracy theories or what have you, is not a pathology. Maybe the susceptibility to it is, but the relationship with guns, no. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who view gun ownership in general as precisely that, a pathology, an illness. The only problem is that none of these people that view this way, one of the things a lot of these guys do, is they'll get out there and say, well, most of the people, 58% of the guns are owned by four old white guys. And as soon as they die, they'll, you know, gun ownership's going to go way down. Yeah, you know, there's no reason ever given why one's relationship with firearms is itself pathological. No one says that Jay Leno's obsession over vintage cars is pathological. And this despite the fact that automobiles claim more lives every year than firearms, and the man seems to have taken car collecting to a different level than most could ever dream. No one seems to call the Beanie Baby collections of the world pathological. Baseball cards, coins, stamps. Nothing pathological there. And there's nothing pathological about owning a gun. Some people would call, you know, awareness is not paranoia. Real paranoia can be dangerous, but there's ways to get people help with that. But taking your personal safety serious is hardly pathological. It's smart. The problem we have in this country, oddly, can be summed up by a different respondent to the above-linked article that I was just talking about. Arnie Bass, who is a bishop in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, started off for the criminals, it is the Glock, not God. Or issues are with criminals, not guns. It would be nice if we could focus our attention that way. But just like anybody on the left, and I guess you can be a Buddhist and be on the left, you could be very ignorant of your own history, your own background, and get out there and start making pronouncements of other people that you don't know. You've never owned a gun yourself, probably never held a gun yourself, and at the same time you're going to get out there and make certain pronouncements so me and you and everybody else can feel bad about ourselves. Except it doesn't work. I don't ever feel bad about myself for owning a gun. One more time before the election, we'll be right. We'll be back next week. Between now and then, stay alert. Keep your eyes open. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.